this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have a wonderful program. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. Here we go. So think of a situation that you may have had. Today is our Wednesday program, the 29th of December, and it's the last Wednesday of the month of 2010. So here we go, emotional clearing. Think of something that's bothered you the last couple of days. We'll clear that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a pain body clearing. Remember, these are invisible bodies that stay with us. They protect our bodies, physical body, but they do store the energy of these densities. So you want to get them cleared out to have them released from you. Otherwise, this body can store pain, or the emotional body can store emotions, and you're going to keep recycling that. So here we go, pain body. So 1, think of a pain that you've had in the last couple of days. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for trauma for people. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for one to get you more into your body. So let's do some entity releasing here. Here we go, taking away entities. So use the word stronger to release them. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now let's bring more of you back into your body. So maybe your spirit's probably hanging out, hopefully out just outside of you, and just needs a way to come in. So it knows how to come in, but we'll command it into your body. So the part of you that's left in you that knows will help the part of you that's basically taken out of your body, kicked out of your body, whatever has happened to it, it's not with you. So we're going to bring it back to you, these little spirit fragments. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And again, get some more of you in your body. 1, check out your eyes. They may look a little brighter. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Just put a new clearing up on the website. It's a free clearing. It's underneath the alien life form darkness to light clearing. So that clearing is designed to have the aliens that are inside of people get released. And the new clearing is to release maybe negative energies that are inside of someone. And that could be somebody with, you know, very, very bad thoughts. Anyway, it's on the website on the left-hand side. It's also the Antichrist energy release of, you know, somebody who is very demonic or something. You can go on there and just put the name in. And it, I think it starts off at 600 minutes, so you can make it less if you wish. But it's a clearing to really help out to get that piece of, that person out of the darkness, or at least terminate the darkness in them. They could be a clone running this dark energy, too. So that's what it's designed for. And here we go. Let's do a clearing here to bring in peace into everybody. Then we'll see if our co-host is on here, Sylvia. So here's a peace energy coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And Ed's asking, does the new clearing work on clothes? Yes, it'll take out the dark energies out of the vessel that would be a cloned body. Yes, it will, Ed. So if you know of anybody out there who's treating maybe you poorly, this is just not Ed I'm talking to, but anybody, and they're not human, it can take out the energies out of that person. This is a darkness to light clearing for this energy in a container of something, and it could work for humans too. So, but I specified humans on the clearing. We will have our Q&A this coming Friday, so I'll give you that number in case you need to get off the BBS show or you can't come on early on Friday. It'll be at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for an hour. And the phone number that we always have used in the past, but if you need to know it now and you don't know what it is, I'll give it to you. So it's 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And the PIN number for that is 9009. And it'll be starting at 8 o'clock PST. It'll be after the BBS program that we have on Fridays. Remember, Friday is Station 2. So if you come on and you're not hearing us, you have to go to Station 2. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. And hello, everyone, and welcome. I see we have quite a few people on the fast chat, and this is really adorable. Sarah says, hi, all heart-centered Creation Lightship people doing the divine present moment thing. So thank you. That's great. And that new clearing on the website sounds really wonderful. So thank you, Ron, for putting that up, and looking forward to hearing all of your, everyone who's listening, your experiences going on that and using that clearing. So that's great. So anything in particular you'd like to talk about tonight, Ron?
No, we'll just see what comes up on the fast chat here. We have our special once a year call, and this one's on the 1st, which is this Saturday coming up, January 1st, a few days away here. And it'll be a four-hour call, and we'll be bringing in the energies that the Earth Spirit would like to have for ascension in 2011. So it's $20. Just come on. You can use PayPal, go to the website. We sent out an email today also on it. So it's a wonderful call. People love it, and we're doing it again. And it'll be interesting to actually sample the energies. Each year it's been different, and it's very interesting. We checked the energies that we had written down from ourselves that we figured out last year, and also from other people. And last month, I think it was very, very intense, which is what it was. Remember, we're doing the timeline crashings. And this month was maybe a little heavier because they're doing more of that. So anyway, it's just energies that we sampled. And the last 2 months in particular seemed to really hold true to what was stated by the people. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, we have Marie R. on the fast chat, and she says, I've been working on the space clearing all day today. Wow. So can you talk about what the space clearing is and how that works and how people might enjoy using that?
Yeah, you must have the timeline crashing first.
Oh, actually, she said, I didn't see this because my fast chat just refreshed, but she said space time crash, that is.
Yes, so you have to do first the timeline, and after you do the timeline crashing, then the space clearing is there to regain you, bring you back, to find you in case you don't come back from that timeline. So you could be bounced off of it in the Beyondo someplace, and naturally you don't want the aliens to grab you as you're floating around, you know, in the cosmos out there of the dark side, so this clearing is to get you back here, and that's kind of what it's about. And it's quite a very interesting clearing, because when you come back here, from that. Remember, your body body parts are there. And when you come back here, then it has to get integrated with you. So if you had any harm done to you or with that clearing, start over again. If you had any problems or you know, things happening to you on the timeline and you bounced off of it, you still have the cellular memory of that. And when it gets returned back to you, this is what actually is cleared too from you, is that cellular memory. So you may have an extra rock and roll experience here. You know, if the timeline is one thing, but being returned back here is another. And this is for a safeguard in case you haven't been returned back here from the timeline. So what you want to do is just go in there, whatever you entered before on an emotional issue on the timeline crash, then you must do the same issue on the timeline. I would not add a different type of issue. So do the timeline crashings first. And I'd recommend probably figuring out 5 emotional situations that you've had. That way you're not necessarily wasting your time a lot going back and forth on the clearings. So do 5 of those. I'd recommend doing at least 5, typically 10. And you may have to do more than 10. There's a drop-down box that goes from 1 through 20. And you want to clear all of the squares that are checked off. And if they're not checked, some people's computers, they're not checked after the first one. Mine works on all of them. So I don't know what that is. But, you know, you have them all checked off. And see how your body is feeling after doing your very last timeline crash. And we'll say that could be number 10. If you still feel a little different or that you need more, then keep on going. You may want to do 20. If you do hit 20 and you want to go past that, then just type in, maybe 1 and just start 1 over again, which will be 21. I could go in and have them maybe put 1 through 100, but that might overwhelm some people when they look at it. So I just went up to 20. So just start with 1 and, you know that it's 21, and so does a light ship. And when you feel complete with each individual issue that you've done, then maybe after you do 5 of these here, then go in and do the space clearing, okay? And the space-time clearing, crashing. Space-time crashing is what it's called. And do that, and that will probably be more of a rock and roll experience for you. So that's the way it is. Remember, you're out there in the beyond someplace, some location, because there is, in order for you to be anywhere, there has to be a space for you. And so the space of you, like your body contains space, and you are space, then you go onto the timeline with the space. And when the timeline is no longer there, then your space is just kind of floating. And that's the way it works, so you get back here. So I would say at least do 5 minimum. I'd really like to tell you to do 10. And you cannot do multiple screens on the space-time crashing. So some of you out there like to do one type of healing and another type, you know, and kind of mix them up on your monitor screen. So you're doing maybe 3 or 4 different types of clearings. On this one here, you cannot. You can do, if you wish, with this, something that's going to help you, which is the aura protection. You may want to do the Be Here Now clearing. But anything that's a heavy-duty clearing that you'd normally do, I would not. You could probably do also the alien clearing, where it gets rid of the energies out of your field. That would be fine, too. So, or field protection, Be Here Now, and the alien one would be okay, because they're kind of all under the same heading of getting yourself disconnected from these things and becoming self-empowered. But like doing an emotional clearing or a mental clearing or some other kind of clearing like that, loneliness clearing, no, don't do those. You have to do those at a different time. And that's just the way it works. So whatever you do on each clearing, just write it down. If you do a one for resentment, we'll say that's an emotion, and you need like 13 of those to do, then you'd want to do 13 of the space-time crashing. And it might be best, but not 100% best, but it might be best to do them in order, sequential order, if you know what those were when you did them. So, and this is a very heavy clearing. Yeah, it's written down there from Lisa. Lisa's very heavy clearing. For me, feel actual time, cellular memory release. Yeah, so for myself, at times I'd feel like I was like inside of a washing machine on the spin cycle, and I could actually feel my internal organs physically moving and changing. And at the very end of the clearing, I would feel like it's over. You know, everything is in perfect harmony and order inside of my body, where before that it was not. So you may feel different. It is, to me, probably the strongest clearing that I have on the website. So don't take it lightly, because it is one that, you know, is one that's designed to help you. And the cost on that, if you're curious, space-time crashing, which you have to do after the timeline. So the timeline is $10, let me think here, $20 a week, $60 for the month, and then the space time is half of that, so it's 10 and 30. And by all means, you know, that's those clearings really work well. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Peter from Australia on the Fast Chat says, I just wanted to say that the timeline clearings have been great. I am now feeling a feeling of happiness, which was surprising to me. Thanks. That's great. And then P on the Fast Chat says, did the timeline crash a week ago. Can I now go back to do the space crash or start all over?
No, well, once you do a timeline crash, then just remember what it was and just go back in and do the space one. And that's perfectly fine. Some people say, well, gee, Ron, what if I've been out in space after doing that timeline crash? What's going to happen to me? Well, you've been out there anyway, so it's not that this is new. You know, you could have been dropped from a timeline years ago before you did the timeline crashing. So you could be out there in the beyondo, you know, anyway. So, you know, are the aliens going to get you out there? Yeah, they could. You know, but basically, when you do this clearing, it's a way to regain your energy of your body back. Remember, your spirit's out there, too, doing the same thing that you are, your body. So this is why people feel so much different. And, you know, you get a healing from the light ship, physical body and spirit body. So it's a very heavy, intense clearing. And you might feel a little different. You might feel out of sorts. What I just have went through, maybe because of this clearing, and someone else I was talking to, they went on a trip. And the trip was about 17 hours in a car. So right away, that's a long time. And everybody in the car, probably because he's holding the energy, felt like it was maybe just a short trip. We'll say an hour trip. I myself just went on a trip, and I was away for probably about, I'd say, maybe 7 hours, maybe 8 hours, and it just felt like 15 minutes to me. You know, after driving for probably about 5 hours. So, you know, it's just quite interesting to be completely in time. And I'm sure the timeline and the space-time crashing both are accountable for that. So if anybody else has experienced that, where they felt like they're kind of living out of time now, because remember, this is what the timeline crashings are all about, to get you back here. And naturally, when you're back here, then you should be in the peace energy and being off the timeline. Remember, this is what we're fighting for here, is our freedom, and the freedom is being out of time. If anybody else has felt like time has went by very fast, or your life is just very smooth without too many ups and up and downs, confrontations, and if you feel a little more present along with being at peace, that's probably what it is. So you might want to type that into the Fast Chat there. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, next we have Terry. It says, space-time crash makes me realize how stolen I really am in time. You want to comment on that at all, Ron?
Yeah, you do feel like you've been, you know, once you get this off of you, you don't know where you are until you get a healing and get this stuff off. And then you realize that, wow, where have I been? What have I been doing? What have been done to me? So that's it. You know, I have a question here also about confusion about steps 2 through 16. Okay, no problem. They should be all checked at once to speed the healing up. But if you want to check out each one separately, then just uncheck them or have the box unchecked and check the clearing that you want to have. Very simple. So that they're defaulted to be all checked at one time. If they're not all checked, then you have to go in and check them, okay? And on my computer, when I go through each particular drop-down box, they become checked automatically. I've had a couple of people comment that theirs get unchecked after the first one. So whatever way you want to do that, you know, I don't know what to say. I have the webmaster checking into it, but it works fine for him, so and it works fine for me. What you could do is just go back into the clearing from the get-go, type in the username password, and get in there for the first time again after you do the whole thing, and it might be quicker, and then just type in number 2, and then do it over again, type in number 3. If you're doing it consecutively, you may not have to do the spirit integration part of that. So if you're planning to be on your computer for a couple of hours continuously, then do the spirit integration maybe at the very end one time. If you feel a little funky, then do it when you need to. But, you know, it works great, and all I can say is get on that clearing because it will change you immensely. And people, you don't know how bad off you are till you find out that you've been out there in the Beyondo being controlled by the aliens. And when you get off those timelines, your life starts feeling better. So, just back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from someone on the fast chat, LOOC. Where is the location space clearing and how it... I think they're asking, how do you get to the space clearing? What's it called? And so yeah. Maybe for anybody that's new, let's talk about what your website is and how to find that clearing.
Yeah, just go to creationlightship.com. And that's creationlightship.com. Since you're on the BBS program, it's very simple to do. All you have to do is click on the, I'm just dropping mine down here as it loads up here. Just drop down, and you're going to see underneath the station buttons, you're going to see where it says creationlightship.com with the lightship insignia. Mouse over that, double click on it. And then that'll bring you right to the website instantly. Now, when you get on the website, in fact, you can see where it says on top that you listen live to BBS. Maybe doing that right now. But it'll let you know when we're on the radio programs. Go to the book here with the little first aid red cross on it. Click on it. Double click, and it'll come up different services that we have here. And active healing 24/7. And now this is a search term box on the right side, on the top right, and it's above all the categories and all the different healings listed there. Just go into there, and you can just type in space. It'll come up. So I'm doing that right now. Just type in space, hit the enter button, and it'll come up right now as you scroll down slightly here, and you're going to see the different clearings. So we have the space clearing. Now, the space clearing is designed to clear your physical space. That's different than the space-time crash. Okay, so the space-time crash is what you want to do after the timeline clearing. And that's how you get into the space crash. Very simple. You could probably also enter it into parallel lifetimes, but that's the easiest way to do that. If you want to go into the timeline, then just type in, I believe, time. That'll get you there. And the search term box, hit enter after entering time, and then just scroll down again, and there we go, we got different things here, and there we go, we got space-time crash, and also timeline crash on the same page. So you want to do the timeline one first, and then the space-time one second, and that's it. The bottom four, what you may want to do, but do the timeline first and the space-time second. And that's how you get in there very easily. And you may want to click on one of those because it will have explanations on it talking about the clearing. So if you want to click on the space time, I'll do the one white week here, just clicking on that. And that'll bring you up to a page that has information on it about that clearing. So you can read that right now if you wish. And it's there. Now, when you do that clearing, you need to have it, at least on the space-time one, only one thing running. And you could do, like I said, if you wish to do, you know, the free ones of, you know, Be Here Now and the auric field protection. But basically what you want to do is have one computer up for yourself, and that's it. One name that you're clearing. And if you want to do someone else, they need to be in the same room as you, okay? Because you need to know that they're there, that they're not going to be, doing something like driving a car, you know, just doing something to somebody, because this clearing is so heavy duty that you want to be fully conscious of it. So, you know, it's not one that you can do lightly because it works in the now. The other clearings that we have that you can put somebody else's name in, those work and normally take about 3 days to complete on an absentee healing. This is in the now, so you don't want to mess somebody up by doing something to them, you know, by going into the clearing thinking that you're going to heal somebody in a different location without them knowing what's going on. So they have to be either doing it themselves, or if you want to, like, do your husband or wife or children, they must be in the same house as you so you can at least know where they are and kind of watch over them. And that's the way it works. So if you're doing yourself and you want to save time and do maybe your husband or wife or child on a separate computer, then just put them side by side, we'll say, so you can watch them, because you have to go back and change the settings on them, and do them side by side and watch the person, see how they're doing, and also watch yourself. You don't want to do anything technical that's going to hurt you. So back to you, because it very possibly could, because you may have your body move instantly. You might feel nauseated. You know, all different feelings are what come up with this clearing, because it's taken away the cellular memory from you of a negative alien abduction, okay? So these are alien abduction clearings. So you just can't take it lightly like, oh, this is just a simple clearing. These are very, very heavy duty. So back to you, Sylvia.
So probably a lot of people are over on your website right now following along with you. So for those that are new, do you also want to just point out where to access that new free clearing that you were talking about at the beginning of the hour?
Okay, I'll have to get back in there.
Oh, sorry.
let's see here. I think I got it here. Yeah, I'm going here somewhere. Go to the home page. Let's see here. Going to this one. Nope, that's not it. Okay. Go to my desktop for website. Now I'm coming on. Okay. So scroll down when the page is all the way up and go down to, well, you see the Lightship insignia. Okay. On the left-hand side, it'll say online healings active 24/7. Underneath that, it says emergency healings. So the newest one is down there where it says it says instant help now. That's free. Be here in the now. That one's free. Being overwhelmed clearing. That's free. Loneliness clearing. That's free. Aha, the next one. That's the one. So I'll click on that, everybody. It says human darkness to light. And here we go. I'm on it. And the heading, and I might put clones in there too, because it'll be the energy inside of the body, okay? So the energy in the body, either the human's using the energy, they don't know about it, the body's a robot, we'll say. Now, I got to repeat that. The body might be taken over, possessed, okay, and acting like a robot. So it is a human body, but it also takes out the stuff out of a clone body. So it says, human darkness to light clearing, antichrist and people who are mean, evil, etc. So, maybe somebody in your life that you know is a dark person. We have down here, you know, mean, evil, negative, dark, rude, aggressive, violent, you know, etc. That person has some kind of possession to it that might, to them, the body has that anyway, that life form, if it is a life form, whatever you see physical that's causing you problems, inside of that has something running, so that this will help to get rid of it. So if you know somebody like that, you know, jokingly, you know, I could have put there, like on one of the other clearings, like maybe not to poke any fingers here, but like maybe your mother or father-in-law or maybe your ex-boyfriend or ex-person. But anyway, they may, you know, be in here, at least maybe being very negative, you see. And so put their name in. That's what this clearing is for, is to get rid of that energy. And if you notice, this clearing here happens to be defaulted to 600 minutes. So this is to give them the best opportunity, if they are human, okay, to get this stuff out of them. Remember, when it gets out of them, it may give you a better life. So this is what it's on there for. And some people do feel negative people in their lives. Could even be your boss or coworker or somebody, and you kind of get afraid to go to work. What's going to happen next? What's going to pop up? So this may help you out a lot. So that's about all I can say about it. It's brand new. Have fun at it, and it may change somebody's life for the better. You know, just think if you went on there and entered the same name in maybe a week in a row, possibly, you know, and they changed their whole life. Just think of everybody around them, how they're going to be affecting people. So this is a very nice clearing to get rid of the darkness out of people. Remember, the human body was not designed to have darkness inside of it, so something got attached to it, okay? So you're really helping that person out. The light does not, necessarily point a finger at that person and go, oh, that's a bad person. They're acting this way. No, they just know that the body's being controlled and is contaminated by something. So it doesn't judge the body, but it will take away the darkness that should not be in it. So that they could be a great person. Maybe they somehow got on drugs or something or alcohol and they changed. Well, maybe this energy is in them. And the entity clearing maybe did not work all the way, and maybe it's some kind of other energy that you know nothing about. It could be an alien life form. It could be an alien entity. So this will help with that one, too. And maybe also put their name into the other clearing, and that clearing is the one that is underneath it, which is alien life form darkness to light. So that clearing, the alien life form darkness to light, is for alien life forms in a body. So what could that be? It could be entities. It could be like a shapeshifter. It could be something that's an alien, extraterrestrial energy living in that person. And you want to get that out of them. So these are two different clearings, but they do sound kind of similar, okay? But that's the difference, is that one deals with alien ones, the other one deals with just plain darkness and, you know, things that people get possessed with. So I hope I answered that question, and, you know, even put your own name in there, okay? It's not going to affect you in a negative way. It'll take out whatever is bothering you that you know nothing about or causing you to do strange things, and you get it out of you. So put your name in that clearing. Remember, the light doesn't reprimand you. It doesn't, say, spank you or, you know, poke a stick at you or something. It'll just take out that energy. So if you do have an energy in you that pops up now and then, you go, man, I don't know why I blow up at people or have a bad temper at times. Well, maybe you got one of these energies in you that wants to, you know, raise its head up and act that way, and it's not really you. So that's why this clearing's on there. So, you know, put your name in there and see what happens. So there you go. Back to you, Sylvia. Oh, and I will say, yeah, what I think I might add on this here, I put human. You could even put in animals in this here, and I may add that in the text here or something, because animals do sometimes get possessed, okay? So you could put your animal or pet in there if you wish, the pet's name. So, okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So this is a question from Neat on the Fast Chat. How many space-time crashings can we do in a day?
Well, the as many as you need to. You know, the whole thing is, how is your body feeling? Now, I may have a sensitive person who's listening here, and they go, man, I can only handle a few of these here. You know, typically, you know, if you do, let's say, 10 clearings for, you know, maybe fear on the timeline, then you may want to do 10 on, you know, the space-time crash, okay? So you can do as many as you want, but remember, you're going to be having a body reaction to this here, so you need to, you know, be concerned with that. And how, you know, your body will tell you how many you can do. So that's the whole thing. Ask your body, or you know, check out your body.
Okay, so let's see. The next question is from Ma. And the question is, what is the IQ cording clearing?
The IQ cording clearing is for people who have negative effects with their IQ being so high. So that's what it's basically for. The negative effects would typically be abduction by organizations, aliens, that wanted to use you for different types of programs that they have instilled on this planet. And a lot of times people who have gifted children get sent off to maybe special locations, camps, to do things, and that's a lot of times where those abductions take place. Or they could do it right in the classroom by having children go to a certain room because they're gifted. So that's what that is for. That's the IQ clearing, to help disconnect these energies from that person.
Well, that could really explain a lot. You know, Ron, I know that I've seen quite a number of really high IQ people that seem to be some of the most troubled people at the same time.
Yeah, very possibly. And that's kind of how that system works through the abductions, and they may have different types of energetic coatings put into them in the abduction process, okay? So we're dealing with that type of maybe child that possibly has been used for time travel experiments, okay? And so when your own child goes to a special camp for a week and they come back a little different, what happened to them? On the physical surface, they had a great time at that camp, maybe doing hiking and learning how to do different types of things in the camp, but the camp was actually probably set up for, or being used, I'll use that term, the camp was probably being used or known about by some other energies, and they were probably abducted maybe during their sleep time or something, taken to different timelines and being experimented with. And that's probably why people are very disturbed or feel different. And like you were saying, you know, they may have some other type of hidden agenda going on that isn't really explainable to their behavior.
Okay, great. So let's see who's next here. We've got quite a few comments about these clearings. Peter from Australia says, I feel freer of cordings that I've suffered with now for a year. That's great. Tim said, I experienced a lot of sensory energy return to me and release of mind patterns. That's wonderful. And so it was very empowering at the end to feel parts return of off record of false senses. So that's great, guys. We had a question about can we watch TV and do other activities while we're doing the space crashing?
Yes, you can, but I wouldn't do anything that like entails maybe you know, anything that's a sharp object or even like sewing or something where you could jerk, you know, and end up with a problem, you know. But yeah, you know, watching TV is no problem, or doing, reading a book or something. just don't want to do anything that's possibly physical that could cause you harm. So if you're going to do something and you say, ah, what if that knife slips? Well, then don't do that, okay? So,
yeah.
or don't go, you know, running up and down your stairway, you know, to lose some weight or something, you know. So just you know, you want to be peaceful, whatever you're doing.
Well, we have a request here for a clearing. This is from Peter from Australia. He says, can we have a clearing for the word alien? I find people are extremely sensitive to the word.
Well, let's see. I'll do a clearing like we have on the natal chart here. I'll just disable. This is going to be interesting for you if you're new. I'm going to disable the letter A, which is a vowel. And that letter A will be disabled for maybe this whole show here. And you're going to find that the word alien will have no reaction to you because that word does not have the meaning anymore. It's disconnected from the mind control pattern. So here we go. Remember, this word then, alien, A-L, you know, I-E-N, right? How many letters are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters, okay? So you take away one letter, and instantly that word does not have any meaning. So we'll take the A out. And the vowels are more popular or more used for the controlling aspect than the other letters. So here we go. We'll clear the A out of that word. And we still have one other vowel, which is the E, but we'll, you know, forget that. We'll just do the A. Here we go. Clearing the A's energy, making it neutral. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So the word alien should not resonate to you at all because we took away a letter out of that word and they were using that A to, along with that word, to send you mind control transmissions about what that word is or how they chose to connect to you. So this is a programming word. Remember, everything that we have here in our alphabet, when the letters are put together, they create a program. And this word here, it probably has a really big program to it. So we just cleared out the energy from that word so that word will not attach to you throughout this program. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Holly was mentioning here on the fast chat that says our dog was possessed with clone or something different than its spirit. Thank you. So it sounds like the dog had a nice relief, so that's great. And maybe you can talk about that a little bit. We haven't talked about pet healings in a while, but, you know, for those of you that have been on coming to the radio for a while, you probably noticed that your pets come around and like to be in the energy. So, Ron, can you talk about the different healings that are available for pets and how people can do that?
Yeah, the pet healings are the same ones that you have for yourself, okay? So if you have a pet, you know, like I always say, do an emotional clearing. So find out your pet's age and clear its emotions out. Maybe they had a traumatic birth and it's dealing with that trauma throughout its whole lifetime. Maybe you got maybe a dog or a cat that was maybe physically abused by its last owner. Or maybe it got abandoned and it was out in the streets for a while. What's going through trauma? You have it and the dog or cat doesn't have a really nice personality. Maybe it's afraid of noises or something. You know, animals suffer from things that we have too. So by all means, you know, go in there and do those clearings on your pet because it will help them. And, you know, that's about all I can say because it works the same for them. And they're much more easier to heal than people are. So you're not going to find a whole bunch of clearings that you have to do, whereas humans have all different types of problems, you see. That's why the website's so large. So basically, you know, if your dog, you know, had a bad birth, then, you know, the emotional one might help it. You may want to do a trauma clearing. That's a good one to do. Maybe the dog was hit by a car or something, so you might want to do a fear clearing. Maybe it's afraid of cars, you know. So you just kind of look at that and see what your animal is dealing with. You know, you're going to be able to see what it is. Maybe it has a problem with overeating. So that could be another clearing that you may want to do. Maybe it's possessed, like we said, so you can go on to that free clearing and at least get that out of it. Maybe it's full of maybe a lot of entities. You want to do that also. So the whole thing is just do clearings on your animals and pets because they'll be better, you know. People often wonder, you know, why some particular pets like certain people. Well, it's because they were conditioned for that. And, you know, maybe you have a cat and you're female and a cat does not like males. Well, why is that? Maybe initially it knew a male, and maybe the male didn't like the cat, so it kicked the cat a couple of times as it came around. So naturally the cat's not going to come around to male. So maybe it's traumatized. Maybe it's in fear. You know, kind of look at your animal and say, okay, what's its emotional response to this situation? And do a clearing on it. So that's, you know, what happens, that they get cleared. And it works very easily.
Oh, great. So let's see. Next we have Lynn on the fast chat asking, is it possible to crash timeline and do space-time sample on the show?
No. I've already done those. And I won't do any of the space times on the radio program. They're too much.
A little bit too much to deal with on the radio program, right?
And then, yeah, just go in there and do the clearings.
Okay, great. Let's see. Eric says that. Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm reading it wrong. It's Ma. It says, is it okay to connect to an ET race that you incarnated in a past life?
That's hard to say. I don't even know if you even are getting correct information, okay? Because you've probably been here for, you know, at least 50,000 years, so knowing about that may be false information to you. I would not incarnate or connect to anything that's outside of yourself, okay? They may have been a wonderful race, maybe, say, 51,000 years ago, and the darkness got a hold of them. And right now, they could be evil. So, you know, like I say, never connect anything outside of yourself. You don't know what they're going to be like. Remember, the darkness can change energies very quickly and make you think that they're wonderful. So the answer to that would be no.
Okay. Let's see, we have Everett on the line, and Everett's asking, he says, Ron, this is off topic, but you did a clearing for spirits in cemeteries before, yes?
Yeah, the Lightship did that, probably a couple years ago or so. So there's no more spirits that'll be hanging around and emotional bodies in graveyards. They're automatically... They should be taken away automatically. At least they were at that time. It's possible that people could hold them here by their thoughts and stuff, but everybody that was buried, say, 2 years ago, going back to the time of Jesus, they were released. So you should not feel much energy at all in the graveyards.
Okay, great. And then Everett's asking now, Ron, is there a need to have a clearing for those bodies on display, bodies in motion? Maybe it's just me, or maybe I'm picking up energies from them.
to have a clearing for the bodies on display. Okay, maybe so. That's probably somebody that might be in a glass case or something. I'm guessing, or maybe somebody in a casket.
Yeah, maybe like a viewing.
Yeah. If you know of that person, yeah, you may want to do a clearing on that. That's why we have the deceased loved ones clearing for their spirit in their body. So for that, I guess, yes, you'd want to do that. If you just see somebody who's been like mummified and they're there, you go to some location where they show some person that maybe has been dead for quite a while. If the person's been dead for over 2 years, those energies should be released off this planet, the emotional bodies of those things, of those people. But they are released out of the graveyards. Now, it's possible that if they weren't hanging around the graveyard, okay, then those bodies could still be floating around, okay? But if they're attached to the bones of the person buried, they got released, okay? I'll put it that way.
Okay, and let's see, Rhonda's on the fast chat, and she says, can you heal plants too?
Yeah, you can go online and heal them. Also, they may have traumas, you know, so yes. And you may even want to do the water charging. You may want to go on, I think it's $1, and get some water and charge it for life force energy for your plants and water your plants with it.
Oh, that would be great. You know, it's interesting how different people have reported at different times, like when they, sometimes when you've taken people on the conference calls to the lightship for clearing and invited them to bring up their plants or even their whole yard and house, you know, I think there's been some pretty neat experiences with people having their gardens thrive or having little animals show up and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, there's quite a few things that I've found out about from other people that are quite amazing.
And Tina's on the fast chat asking, how do we bring our pets, kids, and plants to the lightship?
Whenever I do a conference call, you can bring them with. So that's,
so
yeah.
Maybe you can tell us about, you know, the schedule of the conference calls and how people can get on those.
Sure. So Mondays and Fridays, we have a one-hour healing session. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And the cost is $20 for that one. And those are the ones that most people come on for physical healings. We do have a water charging call, which is on Wednesdays. And we do 7 containers of water in that call. And I believe the cost for that one is $30. And we do have monthly rates and stuff also, but that's just for single calls. And whenever you go on a conference call, we're going to the lightship. So the one coming up this coming Saturday, if you're on that for $20, yeah, you can by all means bring up your flowers and things to that if you wish for that call. And that's no problem whatsoever. So that's the way the call works. If you have somebody younger than 18 in your household, then they're always free. So, like you said, children, that's fine. And they go up with you, and that's the way the calls work. And a lot of people have benefit just by doing that, and they can see their whole energy of the room change. They get, you know, more vibrant plants and flowers outside or inside. So it's whatever you wish to bring up. You can. No problem whatsoever. So the calls are either the 3 calls that we have weekly, plus we have a 4-hour ascension call, and we have 8-hour calls for the alien life form removal. But all of those you can bring up pets and flowers with, for sure. No problem whatsoever. But you have to be on one of those calls to have it done. And then we also do Saturday Night Live on the lightship. But the person has to be present with you in the room to bring somebody up, and they have to listen to the program, okay? So back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is kind of coming to an end here quickly.
Yeah, so Hart was asking, still wasn't understanding about how to access the time line crashing clearing. So you just go to creationlightship.com. That's www.creationlightship.com. On the home page, on the left side, you'll see a book with a red cross symbol on it that says a list of all our online healings. And you just click in that, and then you can access the page with all the online healings. And rather than scrolling through everything, you can just use the little search box that pops up on the top and just type in timeline, and then that'll bring that one up really quickly for you.
Except for the little box on the right-hand side, it's white, and just type that word in there and click on it, and it'll bring it up.
Great. And then Marie R. is saying, where do we do clearing for pets? And I think you talked about that. You just basically use the same ones you would use for people, but you would select or type your pet in instead?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. So if you have a cat that's, say, 2 years old, then it's $5 a year. Go in there and just clean out, clear out your animal's stuff, whatever one you have. Maybe your animal had an operation, and then it's dealing with pain. Remember, it had pain at some point when it came home. Like everybody knows, when you get operated on, there's pain, so you might want to do a pain clearing. So, I'd say for animals, you're probably looking at, the emotional one for sure. Possibly trauma. Fear might be a good one to have. And then maybe pain, and from there, that you may have some other ones, but those are the ones that I would think of would be, good, and maybe even the entity clearing if your animal gets kind of weird-looking. Maybe you have a dog that likes to bite people, and it changes personalities. We've all heard of that, especially with pit bulls or things. You wonder, what happened to that dog? It was a lovely dog, and all of a sudden it turned on somebody and bit them, or maybe even their owner. Well, it's probably an entity coming into that dog, and the dog bit somebody, or bit you even. So that's what these clearings are for. So just put the age in like you normally would, and, do your pets and animals.
Okay, great. So we are past our time, so anything we want to say to end off for tonight?
Yeah, so our next call is on Friday. We have our Q&A coming up, question and answer period, on a conference call line. And we can probably type that in maybe if somebody can. 646-519-5800, pin number 9009. Starts at 8 o'clock PST. Then we have the next day, which is Saturday, we have our special once-a-year call on the first of the year, January 1st, starting at 1 o'clock PST, a four-hour call. We'll bring in the divine energies for ascension that the Earth Spirit is choosing to have for the next coming year. So we'll say blessings to all of you. See you later, everybody.
And see you later, everyone. Thank you, Ron, and blessings, everyone. Good night, and see you. So Friday, you'll be on live, Ron, Friday night at 7?
Yes, that is
on
correct.
On Station 2?
Uh-huh.
Great, so that's a great opportunity, followed by the Q&A call. So see you later, everyone.